Good morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in Boston. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Thursday, February 20th. You'll be interested to know, 62 years ago, today in 1962, John A.H. Glenn Jr., the oldest of seven astronauts chosen by the National Aeronautics and Space Administration for Project Mercury spaceflight training, became on this day the first American to orbit Earth, completing three orbits and marking a significant milestone in the United States space exploration efforts. So now you know. And now, it's time for the weather report. This morning, it's mostly sunny, and it feels like -3 degrees, with 13 mile per hour wind. The sunset will take place at 5:23, and it will rise again tomorrow at 6:31. It looks like we're in for some mostly cloudy skies today, with a high near 28, but don't forget about the bitter wind chill, making it feel as low as zero. Expect a gentle northwest breeze around 8. Tonight, we'll see cloudy conditions with a low of 21 and light winds picking up to 14. For all you beach runners out there, the first low tide Thursday will be just after 10:30 with the high tide at 4:45. The near shore buoy at Cape Cod Bay reads 35 degrees for the water temperature. Looking ahead in the weather, expect mostly sunny skies on Friday with a high near 32 and a brisk northwest wind. Saturday brings sunny weather with a high near 35. Saturday night will be mostly cloudy with lows around 24. Sunday offers partly sunny skies, reaching a high near 38, followed by a partly cloudy night with lows around 22. Monday looks mostly sunny with a high near 40, but a chance of rain and snow arrives Monday night with lows around 32. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas, nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard. This cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, former NBA star Michael Carter Williams, alongside actor Donnie Wahlberg, is determined to bring a women's NBA team to Boston. Their journey began with a Thanksgiving conversation leading to the formation of the Boston Women's Basketball Partners. Carter Williams, a former Rookie of the Year, has been a longtime supporter of women's basketball, influenced by his mother's commitment to the sport. The league is expanding rapidly, with plans for additional teams. Carter Williams believes Boston is an ideal city for a WNBA team, as it would foster new rivalries and boost the league's visibility. Now on to sports. Tonight is the Four Nations Face-Off Championship, with Team Canada taking on Team USA at 8 Eastern on ESPN. The U.S. is favored by 1.5 goals. In local sports, tonight, the Celtics are back in action, with a record of 39-16, to clash with the Philadelphia 76ers at the Wells Fargo Center. Jason Tatum, averaging 30 points per game, leads Boston, aiming to extend their winning streak. The Celtics are favored by 3.5. In top news, in recent years, many corporations have shifted their stance on diversity, equity, and inclusion, often retreating from previously strong commitments. Companies such as General Motors and PepsiCo have quietly eliminated sections on diversity from their annual reports, while others, like Pinterest and Chipotle, have rebranded their diversity initiatives. Law experts point to a growing fear within corporate America of legal repercussions from conservative activists, leading firms to diminish their DEI language. As the political landscape shifts, companies may find themselves navigating a complex and increasingly fraught environment regarding their commitment to diversity. In business news, Michael Burry, known for his role in The Big Short, has trimmed two of his three significant investments in Chinese technology stocks in the quarter ending December 31st. He maintained his position in Baidu while reducing stakes in Alibaba and JD.com. Burry also purchased 75,000 shares of PDD, the parent company of Temu, valued at $7.3 million. His four Chinese tech investments accounted for nearly $41 million, representing 53% of Cyan Asset Management's total U.S. stock portfolio. Burry's portfolio alterations reflect both opportunity and caution amid market fluctuations. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is up 2% to $97,000. Ethereum is up 2% to about $2,700. And Goetze's Maximus is down 0.5% to 9 cents. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates with several locations in the Boston area. Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class, with locations in Canton, Wellesley, Hingham, Brookline, and Framingham. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk science. Experts are sounding the alarm over a potential volcanic catastrophe in the Pacific Northwest. Communities surrounding Mount Rainier could face dangerous mudflows, called lahars, in just 30 minutes. Following the devastating eruption of Mount St. Helens in 1980, which claimed 57 lives and caused over $860 million in damage, researchers have focused on understanding lahars. With more than 60 lahars originating from Mount Rainier in the last 10,000 years, scientists emphasize that preparedness is crucial. The Cascades Volcano Observatory has expanded its detection network to monitor these hazards and protect local communities effectively. And in entertainment news, Donnie Wahlberg is set to return as police officer Danny Reagan in the new spin-off series Boston Blue, which follows his character's new role with the Boston Police. This announcement comes just 2 months after the series finale of Blue Bloods. In Boston Blue, Wahlberg's character teams up with Detective Lena Peters, who hails from a well-known law enforcement family. Although the casting for Peters has not been revealed, Wahlberg expressed his excitement on social media. The series is scheduled to premiere on CBS this fall, though the exact date and time are yet to be confirmed. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the ancient Greek philosopher, Plato. And he said, "Music is a moral law. It gives soul to the universe, wings to the mind, flight to the imagination, and charm and gaiety to life and to everything." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the weather reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings in Boston.